Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. Adam, who is joining us today from Hired Hippo. He's also the founder of Linkus Group, and he is disrupting the employment and recruitment industry. So he is on a mission right now to build the greatest marketplace of high potential companies and verify candidates by reshaping the candidate experience and helping companies hire the most passionate teammates. Adam, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Darian. I appreciate it. It's, I think, a long time coming, I'm just excited to be here for sure.
It's amazing. So everyone listening to the show has an experience with what you do. They touch what you do, whether they are an employee that maybe went through a recruitment process, or they're a business owner or HR person or someone who's in charge of hiring. So what if we start on the hiring side of things? What are you doing right now to change the experience of someone who needs to hire a lot of people or needs to hire the right specific high caliber people?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, hiring does touch everyone. You either at some point in your career get hired or hire someone. And, you know, for us, we find that the market is a very, very messy place. It is quality over quantity. It is curated. It doesn't have to suck. And so, Hired Hippo was kind of spawned out of like our own pain of the tools that are currently available today or the way that recruiting has progressed over time. And so, what we do is we focus on making the process extremely enjoyable and making sure that it is a good match, almost a perfect match for both company and candidate. And the way that we do that is we focus on what I like to call is like career company alignment, right? Alignment is super key within the hiring space. So it's the kind of the philosophy of, you know, what I can do, what I can bring to the table is one piece of the career trajectory puzzle. But what I want to do and what I'm excited about and how I'm going to be fulfilled is another critical piece to that. So most candidates that are maybe hidden, maybe passive, or maybe a more active seeker, they're typically thinking about three main things, which is, you know, what is the compensation that I'm looking for? What is the work environment as a whole? And what is the job that I want to be doing? And do I have the skills and experience to be the ideal right person for the job? So in a sense, we make it super easy for companies and candidates to meet each other and to find the right role.
So no one's done, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you would know this, because you know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. I don't know if you follow that philosophy, but has anyone done like a Tinder, Grindr version of like employee, like hiring system where you could swipe left actually on resumes or profiles? Has anyone done that? Or is it more eHarmony style, which you're talking about, where it's like really deep and really like connect them that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely companies out there that like, you know, do something similar that play in our sandbox.
Have they done the swipe app yet? Does an app exist? Is maybe my question.
An app does exist, yeah, for certain industries where you can swipe right, swipe left. We essentially have that concept. So when you create a profile, you're, you know, answering multiple questions. You're answering icebreakers like you would on some of the typical dating apps too. Yeah. To kind of meet your match, right? And you'll get served up like quality curated jobs that fit exactly what you're looking for and where you could, you know, be best suited for. And so you can, you know, accept or decline, and so can companies.
It's amazing. So more like maybe eHarmony versus Plenty of Fish. Like you're going a little deeper with the questions, so it's a better match.
Yeah, we want to make sure that it works. We only, do well and are sustained if we have repeat customers. And so for us, it's about, quality match. We find that it's a very high volume, messy space. I mean, if you look at LinkedIn, for example, it almost has the worst candidates, right? Because it's everyone, right? And you don't want to hire everyone. You want to hire that one right person those few that you do over time, right? So
I found it interesting when LinkedIn launched the recruiter tool, because they make so much money off recruiters. And so when they kind of did that sample recruiter tool, it was you could accept or decline, but there wasn't a lot of I think it was automated. There wasn't a lot of hand work or leg work put into it. And then there's Indeed, which again is you go there and it's you get bombarded. They advertise in the radio and podcasting, they find the needle in the haystack, but I've yet to see them find those needles. So maybe again, the options being Indeed and LinkedIn, how do you kind of compare contrast to that when people are looking at kind of putting their eggs in a basket or kind of working with Hired Hippo?
Yeah. So, it comes down to you want to attract the right people, right? And as a candidate, as a top performer, you want to attract the right companies. And so there's all these tools that are out there that were created, ages ago. It's a very traditional approach to it where you kind of post words on a page and you hope that the right people see it and, apply. And those are the right people that are going to be a good fit for the job. And so it's very, very high volume based. The other main thing is most of the companies that we work with are startups and small, medium sized businesses, right? So they don't essentially have the name or the brand that some of these other companies have to, where candidates know who they are. And so they need to be able to tell their story. And, today we live in an age where, brand is so important, marketing is so important, and you need to be able to tell your story, and it needs to be the right one, needs to land on the right ears and resonate with the right people. And so what we decided to do is basically flip it on the head and say, instead of millions and millions of jobs where the job is posted to everyone outside of your, time zone and country and to the wrong people, we're just going to show it to the right people. And again, we're just going to show the right candidates to the right companies. And that's our focus.
It's amazing. And speaking of it, so chicken and egg with this, so I'm an agency, I need to hire a few individuals for my company. How do you find those individuals? How do you get them to come onto Hired Hippo and be like, man, I want to be one of your people. I want to be selected to be matched. I don't know if you've watched Bridgerton. I don't know if you know the show on Netflix.
No, I haven't. Should I?
I'll tell you, this won't spoil it, but there's a matchmaker whose job, and the queen sees herself as a matchmaker, right? And so she always wants to match people up, right? In a way, you are the matchmaker, right? And you're connecting. So how do you get the eye as a young person or a high caliber person? How do we get your eye as the matchmaker? Be like, hey, what about me?
Yeah, about the candidate. For us, the first thing that we tried to figure out was how to attract that side of the market, right? We can't obviously support companies if we don't have the candidates. And so for us, the main goal when we first started was to figure out how to take an okay or poor experience. Most people say the job application process sucks, make it incredible. Make it 1,000 times better than it currently is, and we'll be able to attract talent. And so, we've basically created a much easier, better way where you're not bombarded with messages on LinkedIn. You're not bombarded with unnecessary roles that aren't a good fit, that are outside of your salary range. And because the experience is so much better, it's really easy for us to attract talent. In fact, we don't accept everyone onto our product. And we continue to iterate the quality and the type of people that are Hired Hippo candidates on our product, because we want to make sure that both sides equally have an 11 out of 10 experience, that both people are are getting what they want, right? So I think a lot of these other products, and if you think about like, you know, Airbnb, and you can choose like sort of high end and you can choose low end, like we're just kind of looking at the high end, the right matches, and just focusing on that.
It's amazing. Wait, question me, is it now legal, is it a legal thing, or is it more like a social pressure thing where you have to put the salary now in job postings?
I mean, I think it is, well, I don't think, I mean, let me rephrase that. It's a legal thing in certain states, right?
In BC, I think BC passed that law. I don't know if they passed it yet, but it's like, it's coming in the next few months or something like that.
Yeah. So definitely in New York and San Fran, I believe. And so it's coming. And I think, you know, the main driver of it obviously is pay equity, right? Like, yeah. We need to get to this, you know, stage where everyone is treated equally. We look to include people, not exclude them. And so, but it's also the key component to it is that it just saves a ton of time,
yeah,
for both the candidate and company. And if you can't pay X dollars, then, yeah, you know, you're not going to be attracting people. So I could go on about it for a little bit, but, you know, it's also, we encourage people because it benefits them. And we have salary transparency on our product for both the candidate and the company.
Yeah.
So candidates share what they're looking for and companies share what they want to pay as well.
It's amazing. Now for you in kind of the work you're doing, what excites you the most? What are you kind of like, man, I got to tell you this story, or you got to hear this, what happened to this, like either company or this like person who got a job?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, really just comes down to like, I'm obsessed with, you know, how people get to work, show up to work, and mm-hmm. are fulfilled at the end of the day. I would say like, I've got a huge whack of stories. I mean, both success and I think, you know, areas that need a lot of change. But I'm really excited by, I think that there's a lot of companies that are learning that we are in a new time of work, right?
Yeah.
The way that people work, where they work, how they show up, how they perform, that it's basically outcome based, that people will show up to an interview prepared, you know, yeah, the company will show up to an interview prepared just as much as the candidate. And I think that's super critical and important because the scales are sort of, you know, moving towards being balanced. It's not a perfect science yet. And that's one of the things that we do for candidates as well, and just make it very easy to attract candidates onto our product because they know that they're going to get guaranteed feedback on their application, mm-hmm. That they're going to be heard, that they're going to get an interview, you know, all these things that attract them to our brand, but it balances, you know, the interests and needs of both company and candidates. I don't want to say that just the interests of candidates are important. The interests of companies are also important, right? Yeah.
Are you finding schools? Are you partnered with any like universities or colleges where you're like, man, we want to take your top 5% grads and have them in our system as like your top performers?
Yeah, really good question. We focus on more like second and third career. So yeah.
Okay.
We don't do like a lot of, newer entry level type yeah. roles. People that are transitioning, let's say, into a sales role, I mean, absolutely they'd be good fit for our product, but we make sure that they're first going through you know, a good sales program. So Palette Skills in yeah. Canada, they're an awesome one. Women in Tech is another great one with Kim Benedict. And there's a number of those. There's a number of amazing career coaches, Mooney, Toby. So just like, you know, they more so partner with candidates that are more entry level or, you know, also transitioning into a new career. And we focus more on people that have the passion, skills, but they also have the experience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you hear about the project? Speaking of Netflix, Ryan Reynolds from Vancouver did a project called The Adam Project, a movie where he time travel, et cetera. But he made a really cool deal with Netflix. He's like, hey, I want to make sure that a certain percentage of people working on the project meet a certain diversity threshold, right? And so he was like, we got to find the people. So he did an interview, an online interview, where I don't know if you saw this thing or had a... So he recorded himself asking five questions. And then as the one person applying, you actually went through an interview, it felt like, with Ryan, where you like, he asked you a question, and then it went to record on the screen, and then you recorded your answer. He asked the next question. It was really cool. So at the end of the interview, it wasn't just about like how flashy your resume was. It was, how did you do answering those five questions? So the people hiring were able to then, you know, watch through these like 10-minute, 20-minute interviews where it's like these kind of like micro interviews, but it was like everyone had an equal opportunity to answer those five questions.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, there are
good use of tech. Yeah,
there are a lot of these products out there, and obviously ways to, like, you know, hack it a bit with AI. What I find is that it works a lot more for these very exciting roles with a lot of brand around them, right? Like, so there's a lot
of Netflix, Ryan.
There's like just a lot of attention to it, and so they're trying to go from this high volume to make sure that they're, you know, maybe focusing their time on the right people. There is certain issues with you know, having that sort of like unhuman interaction, right? Totally. Like, so one of the main problems is that you could really hurt diversity, even though that's your goal, because, you know, some people don't, you know, do well in those type of settings, in terms of like pre-recorded questions, they don't really give you their, you know, the true example or answer. So, I mean, I caution small businesses and companies that are trying to build the brand equity and employer brand to really, like, you know, reduce any like AI or automation that they're currently using. And that's why I think that our product's like a really good fit, because you could obviously apply layers to it, but very simply it's connecting humans and humans based on what everybody wants. And so it's more organic and natural. And I think, you know, also contributes to our, you know, over 70% of the candidates that have been hired are from diverse backgrounds, right? So
amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. For you, what kind of areas are you mostly finding people you're attracting? Kind of what departments or industries, or where are you seeing kind of businesses? Is it mostly startups, tech, are you finding?
Yeah, exactly. So most of our clients are startups that are bootstrapped, working out of their kitchen counter, and they want to hire their first sales rep or marketer or CTO, and you know, all the way to kind of like around Series B ish, or small medium sized businesses that have been clients of ours for the last 10 years, right? Yeah. So these are, you know, we work on all very niche, high-end roles. Could be tech, could be sales, marketing, operations, product, or engineering. Those are the main roles that we focus on and help with. But I'm the type of person who, you know, I want to consistently look at what trends are happening within this space. So a lot of people, you know, can feel free to reach out to me and talk to me about, you know, what options are there for, you know, to hire different types of jobs or categories, and obviously happy to help make suggestions.
It's amazing, man. Next steps, anything exciting coming down the pipe that you're like, it's brewing that you can share?
I mean, one of the things that we're pretty excited about is just verifying talent. So every candidate that you meet with as an employer has met with us, right? And so what we find with small businesses is like, you know, you're kind of making decisions on your own and operating in your own space, unless you're kind of getting referrals. And so just the way that we're meeting with and verifying and vetting talent on our product, I think is super exciting. You know, other things I don't know if I can talk about just yet, but we want to consistently be ahead of the curve, and I think we've consistently done that.
It's amazing. Adam, you ready for the rapid fire?
I'm ready for the rapid fire. Yeah.
What was your first ever job?
It was working at a vet clinic as a kennel staff, where I would basically clean cages and walk dogs.
Nice. Night owl or early bird?
I used to be a night owl, and now I'm an early bird. It changes when you have a kid, and you realize that the more hours that you're exposed to sunlight, the like better you feel.
Yeah, that's great. Kids do that to you. Cat or dog person?
Definitely dog. I've had both, but I'm a huge dog person.
What's a memory from the first person you hired?
Memory for the first person I hired. I would say when they told me that we weren't charging our clients enough, and really thought about business in a way that like I hadn't previously. My goal was to like, you know, essentially just help people. And we were undercharging, and so this person just kind of changed the trajectory of our business, and she's gone on to do amazing things.
Amazing. And the other side, what was the memory from maybe an interview that you went through as a job seeker?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the interesting things is that between the transition of being a recruiter and starting my own thing, I interviewed at a well-known recruiting agency, and they turned me down based on a personality test that I believe they don't use anymore. They said I wasn't motivated enough. So I turned around and opened my own business. So
boom. That was your Julia Roberts moment.
You're
pretty woman.
Yeah. You have all these movie references. I love it.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark, definitely. I'm a little lactose intolerant, so it's gotta be 80% cocoa or above.
Yeah, nice. Favorite word right now?
Favorite word, I would say curated.
Nice.
Got to have a curated experience.
Love it. What was the last charity you supported, whether financially or with your time, and why?
So Pathways to Education.
Okay.
I think you talked about that earlier. I think it's just super important to make sure that people that don't know where to get educated or how to get educated go that route. So
that's awesome. What's a movie that you love, you could just watch over and over and over again?
I think I always have to go back to Ferris Bueller. It's just that twist and shout scene is just something you could watch on repeat forever. Yeah. So
it's awesome. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
I have to go back old school. I would say Gangstar Work is kind of like my jam song.
Nice.
I'm also a big Pearl Jam fan. People know me. So, and I'm also a very big fan of Chance the Rapper. So
nice.
All those.
Very cool. If you weren't doing this job, maybe in another like multiverse, what would you be doing with your life?
I mean, I would say go back to my first job, which is like go towards being a vet. You know, thinking about it quite honestly, like I feel like I'm where I should be.
Very cool. Very cool. App on your phone you can't live without?
I would say Apple Podcasts. I'm obsessed with learning and continuing to grow. And I think it's a really great way to get sort of like snackable info.
It's awesome. Favorite children's book?
Cranky Bear. Yeah. I'm reading it to my 2-year-old.
Nice. Best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Nice. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
I would say that cereal could be eaten at night or anytime.
Come on. That's great. That's a great one. HR or business book that you'd recommend?
I really like Black Box Thinking by Matthew Syed, and I think it's underrated.
Okay, nice. Any podcasts or newsletters that you recommend for resources learning?
Yeah, I think Founders Journal by Alex Lieberman is really solid.
That's awesome. Any life hacks you'd be willing to share?
Prioritize efficiency.
Okay, I like it. And on that, like skills required for this new economy, as you see people, job seekers, what's your best recommendation of a skill that they should develop or work on when they apply for a job?
Yeah, I mean, I would say curiosity. I think if you, you know, are always learning, it's super important. As an entrepreneur, you kind of have to have this crazy determination and be curious about a lot of things. And I think that applies to, you know, any job and kind of sets you up for success.
It's amazing. So Adam, where can people find you online? Where do you spend your time on the internet?
I mean, I'm in a bunch of Slack groups. I'm obviously on LinkedIn a lot. I'm in Hired Hippo.
And
you can usually at me at Adam Gellert and most channels.
It's awesome. And is there anything else you want to leave with listeners, viewers that you want them to remember, think about?
I guess the most important thing moving forward into this new era is kind of figure out what's your superpower. Like I kind of lean into what Seth Godin, the marketer, talks about, which is like, you know, be the kind of master of one. So whatever it is, kind of lean into what you'll be known for, and you can show up to interviews by talking about your value in that way. And as a company, rather than trying to bring everything that you do really well, letting candidates know why people work for you and why they leave happy, I think is super important.
Incredible. Adam, thank you for being here. This was awesome. I'm so excited to watch Hired Hippo continue to grow and make an impact, and just with quality connections being made.
Thanks so much, Darian. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks everyone for coming to this week's episode of Marketing News Canada. This is Adam, Hired Hippo. Check him out if you are looking to hire high caliber, high quality candidates, or if you are one, a high quality candidate, and you want to get connected to an amazing organization that maybe you might not hear about otherwise, check out Hired Hippo.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.